Breaking bread with volunteers goes a long ways towards expressing gratitude for all they do for the cause. That's what the City of Langley did recently in the Coast Hotel banquet rooms during the annual Volunteer Appreciation Evening. It was a chance to recognize not only the individuals in attendance, but hundreds of other people who are involved behind the scenes with nonprofit organizations, as well as city committees and programs. The thank you evening was led by City Mayor Nathan Potchell, who noted to a crowd of about 180 people that the special gathering was about expressing appreciation to them, primarily. But it was as a chance to help mark the 70th anniversary of Langley City. A heartfelt thank you to all our incredible volunteers for your individual contributions, he said. You help make this community truly special. Joining in giving appreciation was Kwantlen First Nations Kevin Kelly, who acknowledged City Council for taking the time to say this kind of thank you. On behalf of his wife, Kwantlen Chief Marilyn Gabriel, Kelly also thanked everyone present for their work and tireless dedication to the community. Nathan, I'm really glad you do this for the people, thank you for honoring them. They deserve it, and I hope you continue to do this for your volunteers. If you keep doing this, the circle only gets bigger, and things only get better. Further thanks was shared by Anthony Wingham, president of the Wasia Métis Society, who saluted the selfless dedication of time, resources, and heart that each volunteer gives towards building a better future for all. Thank you for the opportunity to celebrate the spirit of volunteering that shines so brightly here in Langley, he said, bringing his wife and young daughter to share in the experience. Volunteering is more than just an act of service. It's a foundation of a healthy, vibrant, and inclusive society. Every volunteer reminds us that we are connected through the bonds of kindness and desire to build a future for everybody, Wingham said. As I look around this room, I see people from countless organizations and walks of life who dedicate their free hours on their weekends, evenings, and vacation days to lifting up others. This devotion is what makes Langley a place where individuals and families can thrive, he added. While volunteering can sometimes be a thankless job, tonight is a reminder that your work is not going unseen or unappreciated. The seeds you plant now through small acts of service will continue to bear fruit in countless ways for years to come. As in past, each city councilor also took a turn thanking various organizations or committees, as well as sharing their personal sentiments of appreciation. Thank you for the gift of your time, energy, and passion, said Councillor Leith White. We all share the same 24 hours, but what we do in those 24 hours says something unique about who we are, what we value, and what we want for our future. Volunteers don't do what they do for recognition, insisted Count. Terry James. You do it because you care. You are being recognized because you are awesome individuals, and we could not do what we do in this community without you, she said. Noting that volunteerism is contagious, Count. Delaney Mack called it an evening that's all about celebrating the significant contributions made by this room full of giving individuals, plus a community rich with passionate volunteers. Count. Rosemary Wallace echoed sentiments of appreciation, including giving thanks to the team who put together the event. She said she's impressed by how many caring people with big heart she has met through the years. And, while acknowledging those in the room, she asked those present to also take a message back to their groups. Please let the people know in your organizations, those who volunteer, just how much we truly appreciate how much they give and make this city alive and what it is today, Wallace said. Paul Albrecht described the volunteer dedication provided to the community as invaluable and integral.